Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.
Now, South Africa's automotive sector is reeling from the Trump administration's new announcement of a 25% tariff on imported vehicles and light trucks. And obviously that is a blow that threatens to sideline the sizable benefits of AGOA, that's the African Growth and Opportunity Act. I want to explore this in a little more detail and what the fallout is likely to be. I'm with Michael Mabasa, Chief Executive Officer of the industry body NAMSA. I want to discuss, as I say, the impact of these new trade tensions on an industry, and these are important numbers. It supports something in the region of 600,000 jobs in the South African economy. So, Michael, good evening to you. A very warm welcome. Can South Africa's auto sector survive this 25% tariff hike?
Well, we hope so, Jeremy, that we will definitely survive because we believe very strongly that our government needs to urgently activate diplomatic channels with the United States to see what can be done to cushion and to also honor the obligations that the United States has, specifically around the AGOA agreement that we currently have. We obviously know that that agreement is obviously due for renewal later this year, and that's why it is absolutely very key for the South African government to urgently reach out to the U.S. government to really see how best they can be able to cushion South Africa from these tariff increases that was announced, because this is obviously a global phenomenon. It's not only affecting South Africa, but any vehicle producing nation that imports their vehicles into the United States.
You talk about reopening or accelerating those diplomatic channels, but the truth of the matter is, Michael, is that that's not happening. We're really on the back foot as far as those relations with Washington are concerned. So what then, in your opinion, would be the worst case scenario should we be unable to do anything? It would surely have a domino effect on jobs in this country.
There's no doubt about that. And I think the advantage that South Africa has, particularly in 2025, is the fact that South Africa is chairing the G20. And our view is that they should leverage and use that particular strength that they have, not only to directly negotiate with the U.S. as a country, but also use multilateralism to be able to have those broader conversations with the United States to be able to see how best we can be able to manage this impasse. And as you say, the impact on jobs, particularly for our brands and manufacturing OEMs in South Africa, is definitely going to be huge. Because you'll recall, Jeremy, that a company like Mercedes-Benz, which is producing a C-Class from our East London plant, more than 90% of the vehicles that they are producing from that particular plant goes out of the country as exports, including into the United States. And should any of these orders come through, not at the rate at which we are expecting them to come through, naturally, we are going to see attrition of employees being pushed down, and obviously that will have a devastating impact on jobs in South Africa. No doubt about that.
To the best of your knowledge, is the auto industry in South Africa starting to think in that respect? Are they making contingency plans should we not be able to achieve anything favorable from talks with the United States as far as AGOA is concerned?
Well, look, we are certainly exploring different opportunities and options. Amongst others is obviously to begin to look at new markets that we can be able to export our vehicles into. The beautiful thing also is the fact that our local manufacturers are also beginning to specialize in the production of very specific brands that are only produced in South Africa. If you take, for an example, BMW in Roslyn is the only plant in the world that is producing the X3 plug-in hybrid from that particular plant. Ford Motor Company in Silverton has also announced similar plans to be able to produce the only vehicle that Ford is manufacturing globally, only from Silverton. So we are certainly looking at new markets. Africa is obviously a fantastic opportunity for us as South Africa. And we are also very excited to see a lot of African countries pushing back on the frontier of importation of second-hand vehicles into their market. So we are certainly sending a lot of our teams into the African continent so that when Africans are beginning to buy brand new vehicles, they can obviously look south and use South Africa as a catalytic intervention for them to be able to get vehicles directly from South Africa as opposed to anywhere else around the world.
And in that respect, what sort of response are you getting from those African countries that that you're talking to, and which countries are we talking about?
It has been very, very positive. And I think our biggest countries that we are certainly targeting is the SADC region in particular. And I think the positive thing for us as a country is that we are the biggest producer of bikes or light commercial vehicles. And these are well sought after vehicles, particularly in very difficult terrains in the continent. And we're definitely beginning to see a lot of interest in countries looking at South African bikes, because Toyota, Nissan, Isuzu, VW, and also Ford Motor Company are all producing bikes in South Africa, and we are certainly hopeful that that is obviously going to play to our advantage, because these are vehicles that a lot of those markets are looking at bringing into those countries in particular.
Michael, I understand that the industry's got to put a brave face on it, and I understand the SADC export initiative, but it's not going to replace the 27 billion rand in exports that we currently send to the United States, is it?
No, absolutely not. And that's why we are very, very insisting that the South African government has a very important role to play in making sure that we are able to accelerate those diplomatic channels, as I indicated earlier on, and really negotiate very, very difficult terrain with the Trump administration, so that we can really be able to find an amicable solution in terms of making sure that we're able to protect the investments that we are currently having. But also remember, Jeremy, that what we've seen in the last 48 hours, in Europe, a number of European brands have already indicated that this particular 25% tariff is actually going to be passed back onto the customers in the United States, because they're not prepared to be able to absorb that particular increase, which obviously technically will make these vehicles more expensive for citizens of the United States. So I think different countries are going to be posturing differently. And I think in the next week or two, we are going to be watching the space very carefully as these new tariffs come into effect from tomorrow. And I think from our side as South Africa, we certainly have a lot to discuss with the United States. And we know that our current relationship with that country is not where it should be, because of also a number of geopolitical challenges that we've seen posturing since the beginning of the Trump administration in February.
But just very quickly, if AGOA collapses, and there's every likelihood that it will, South Africa is going to need an entirely different or new auto strategy.
Absolutely. And that's why we are certainly looking at, accelerating whatever we can be able to accelerate in different conversations we're having. Also with Europe, because Europe is certainly our biggest trading partner. We sell, we actually send three out of five vehicles that we are producing in South Africa into the European Union, and we'll certainly continue to strengthen those relations with Europe, and also to attract new investments into South Africa, because we also want the Chinese brands in particular to also come and produce vehicles in South Africa to really be able to cushion the challenges that we are anticipating with the posture that the Americans have taken.
So much, as you say, depends on those diplomatic overtures. Michael Mabasa, thank you very much indeed. Chief Executive Officer of the auto industry body, NAMSA. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Hot Business on Hot 102.7 with Jeremy Maggs and MoneyWeb.